In a cat carrier, an animal that looks like a cross between a squirrel and a raccoon, but unlike anything native to Canada, looks grumpy. He certainly sounds grumpy, and rightfully so. He's over 3,000 kilometers away from home, and he didn't exactly buy a ticket. Sandy Pines Wildlife Center in Napanee recently welcomed an unexpected guest last month, whose journey is still unfolding. The story began after receiving a call from a manufacturer reporting a strange animal found in a shipping container. Sue Meach, director of Sandy Pines, recounts the unusual call they received on the evening of June 16th.
We got a call from some people in Belleville that worked at an auto parts store. They said that they had a Mexican raccoon in a bin, and it had been there for a day, and they put some water in, but they didn't know what to do with it.
Sandy Pines volunteer Greg Oosting was sent to investigate the next day. What he found was certainly not a raccoon, but needed help nonetheless.
I said, be prepared for what you see. I'm really not sure what this is, but we need to help the animal. Anyway, he got there and he said, well, this isn't a raccoon, but I'm going to catch it anyway. And it's going to die if it stays in here. So he was able to trap it. And then it was brought into us by a volunteer.
Once at the center, staff quickly identified the visitor as a caco mussel, a small nocturnal mammal native to Central America, characterized by its dark-ringed tail.
It's a very small mammal. It's only weighs less than a kilogram. So it's very small, about half the size of a cat, maybe a six-month-old kitten. And it has a long tail with beautiful gray and white stripes, or black and white stripes, actually, all the way up. At first, we were told it was a lemur, but when we did our homework and started looking it up online, we realized that it couldn't be a lemur because lemurs come from Africa. So we did a bit of research and discovered that there was a similar species in South America or Central America, and it was commonly known as a ringtail, but the technical name is a caco mussel. So it arrived, and at least we knew what we were getting, and we were prepared somewhere for him. They like trees to climb, so we had a barn stall set up with trees in it, branches in it that have been donated by very generous people who trim their trees and bring branches in for our animals. And we set up a nice little den in there for him, and in he went. Apparently, the company in Belleville makes headlights for vehicles, and they pack up the headlights in sea cans and sends them to Mexico. Mexico then sends back the empty sea can, and somehow this little guy, I can see how he's so small. If he'd gotten into the corner of a really big sea can in the dark, when you looked in, you wouldn't spot him right away.
While the stowaway was frightened, it was coping well under the unusual circumstances. The question now was how to return it home, or at the very least, to a safe environment.
So then it was the dilemma of what is the legal process for handling a situation like this. We did have this happen once with a bird. We had an albatross here many years ago that was not indigenous to Canada. So, but that was with Canadian Wildlife Services that do the avian species. So I reached out to the Ministry of Natural Resources, and who I'm a custodian. I have a license under their authority. And they said, well, it wasn't their department, called the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. They deal with animals crossing the border, apparently, whether they're exotics or food animals that are coming in. Anyway, they laughed when I called them and said, well, it's funny that you should call us because we got a call from Belleville and they said to bring the animal to you and call you. So I was going round in circles here.
Meach began reaching out for guidance and suggestions. Eventually, she connected with Lee Parker, zoo director at Little Rays Nature Center, an exotic animal rescue located in Ottawa.
But I have a friend who's a vet in Ottawa, and she had told me that she works with exotics. So I explained to her that we had this caca missile, and we were quite happy to give him temporary accommodation. But obviously, he needed something more than we could give him, maybe even try to get him back to Mexico. Anyway, she contacted me back and said, Little Ray's has a nature center in Ottawa, and she's the veterinarian in charge there. And she checks all the animals as a volunteer. And she thought that would be the best place for him while we figured out a solution for this little guy. So I contacted Lee at the nature center, and he said that this was an unusual case, and they usually seem to get calls about reptiles and snakes, but he would be very happy to help. So he even said that they would come and pick up the animal, which was a great help because this is such a busy time for us. Anyway, he came, and we had him all packed up, his bags packed and everything, and off he went.
While reptiles or amphibians sometimes slip into Canada, this case involving a mammal is a less common occurrence, according to Parker.
So with mammals in Canada, I mean, I've been in Canada for 17 years, going on 18 years, and we often get smaller animals like reptiles and amphibians come through, and they often come through either in fruit or flowers and things like that. Which is a little bit, I mean, it's not, you don't get it every month or so on, but I mean, we do hear it, and there's often probably a lot of them that don't even survive, because they often put chillers on the flowers or the fruit and stuff, and food goes into cold storage and things like that. And, a lot of these animals probably won't survive. But, for mammals, in the time that I've been at Little Ray's, this is our first one that that I'd heard of coming through like this, but I'm sure it's not the only case of it.
The Caco missile was transferred to Little Ray's Nature Center just before the long weekend. Now safely housed at Little Ray's, work is being done to determine its origin and what next steps can be taken.
So really the process that we have when something like this comes in, when I got the call from Susan, I mean, Susan does a lot of rescue for native species. And when you have something that's exotic coming in or from another country, you have to be cautious about cross-contamination, especially if you're having animals going back into the wild. So she reached out to me saying, would Little Ray's be able to take this animal on so that it had a place to go? And then we could either try and figure out a way to get it back to where it came from, or if not that, and it couldn't leave Canada, then where would we be able to find a forever home for this animal should it need to be there? So the steps that have happened right now is that I've gone through the CFIA, which is Canadian Food Inspection Agency. They deal with balls as well as food and things like into Canada. And I was on a call with them 3 times yesterday, and they obviously don't get this either. So they are working through this currently with me to find out what the best option is and what the steps going forward is with this animal. Since then, we have reached out to a facility that is willing to take it should the CFIA deem that fit for the animal. But at this point in time, it is in our quarantine. We are maintaining him. He's eating. He's a wild animal, so he's not used to people. So we're keeping him under as little stress as possible. We're not overactive in the habitat or anything like that. We go in, we do our routine maintenance of cleaning, feeding, and water changing and stuff like that, monitoring, make sure he's okay. And then once we hear back from the CFIA, we can then proceed with steps for any further veterinary care, whether he needs to have rabies vaccinations, a body checkup, make sure everything's where it needs to be, maybe make sure there's no other illnesses or maybe some blood work and things like that before he actually gets moved on to his forever home. If he ends up finding out where he came from, and that's what the CFIA are trying to do to see exactly where this container came from in the United States, Mexico area, that's where these guys are found, because some of these animals in certain areas are critically endangered. So obviously, if this is an animal in that situation, we would rather get this animal back to where he came from. And that's what we're working on currently.
While Sandy Pines will be getting back to business as usual, mostly with native species, they remain committed to helping in any way they can with the resolution, whether that means a return to the wild or a safe new home.
Well, they said they had a nice big area for him with some trees in it, so he would be safe in there until they could figure out something. Some department of the government is going to have to be involved. And if he is being sent anywhere, we will have to get permits and jump through a lot of hoops. But we'll do our best for this little guy. But at least I know he's in a safe place and he's under veterinary care.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.